أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء فآمنوا بالله ورسله وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا فلكم أجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 179 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَحْسُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. And let not those who hasten towards kufr, towards disbelief, cause any grief to you, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here in this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat that often we see, and especially at the time of the Battle of Uhud and on other occasions in the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and generally we found after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes through difficulties from time to time. This creates sometimes the thoughts within individuals that these difficulties that come upon the ummah is probably some kind of token of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure upon us. And further, sometimes doubt creeps into the hearts of individuals when we see the disbelievers, the enemies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that they are in a good stead, enjoying the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds to these types of thoughts. If we internalize again the situation of the Battle of Uhud, and we try to understand Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's revelation in that context, and then contextualize it in the present and current situation, then this revelation becomes very fresh once again in our minds. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. It is not that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would leave the believers عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, in that condition upon which you are, O ummat. The condition of Uhud was a difficult condition. So it is not the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep you upon that difficult situation. Hatta yameez al-khabitha min at-tayyib, until Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala separates al-khabith min at-tayyib, the impure from the pure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show out who are those that are impure from those who are pure. Now, it will always happen that mingling with those who are pure will always be those that are impure. The munafiqeen will always dwell with the mukhlisin, with those who are sincere. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show it out. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to siphon it out. Allah ta'ala wants to filter it out. And hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about these difficult conditions so that they will be separated and they will be shown out. There would have been probably two ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have revealed this, Allah ta'ala would have showed it out. One possible way would have been that Allah ta'ala would have revealed the names of the munafiqeen, Allah ta'ala would have revealed the names of the hypocrites. But then, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system would not allow that to happen. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala revealed that to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was not going to be forever and ever with this ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these difficult situations, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would show then who would have that endurance to last, who would side with the disbelievers, who would side with the enemies of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who would go on to the other side, and then who would endure in the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows it out, and we see it from time to time. We see it in this current global environment. Who sides with the enemies of Allah Rabbul Izzat? There are political decisions that are taken in the world. Who would side with the enemies of Allah? Who will give decisions according to the enemies of Allah? Who goes on to the other side? Who remains firm on the side of Allah Rabbul Izzat? We see it all, and then we will realize who is on the side of Allah, who is on the side of Haqq, who is on the side of Batil. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala uses the system, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows it out. Hence the other system of revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. It is not the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inform you, O ummat, about the unseen. This is the priority that Allah Ta'ala had chosen to have revealed only to the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. All and sundry were not privileged to have received the revelation from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that as an ummah together, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will not inform you about the unseen. So hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not do that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to anyone else besides the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْتَبِي مِن رُسُلِهِ مَن يَشَى. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chooses from the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam whomsoever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. That is the prerogative, that is the priority of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala chose whomsoever Allah Ta'ala desired as Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, as Rasools that Allah Ta'ala had chosen. Allah Ta'ala chose them for the wahi. Some of them Allah Ta'ala chose for kitabs. Some of them Allah Ta'ala chose for the sahifas, the scriptures. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala chose some of them for a new shariat. Allah Ta'ala chose some of them to follow the Nabi of a previous sharia. All of that was the pure choice of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not leave to the discretion of anyone else besides Allah. The responsibility of everyone else, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِي. Then bring iman in Allah and all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed that the difficulties, the conditions that come down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala siphons out, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala filters out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the pure from the impure. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Then if you have brought perfect iman in Allah, وَتَتَّقُوا, and you had brought piety, you had created within you the quality of self-abstinence, فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, then for you is the great reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, the difficulties that you had to toil out in this world, those difficulties you would toil out, but obviously the reward would always be by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is the great reward in the hereafter. So here again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala answers the questions that we are all asking in these difficult times that we are going through as an ummah, that these are those times that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala filters out and siphons out the khabith and the tayyib. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always make it that we remain amongst those tayyibin, those mukhlisin, those sincere servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that we are never tempted by the enemies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and there is never a speck of nifaq and hypocrisy in our hearts. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.